The United Kingdom is pledging to ban the sale of new gas and diesel cars by 2040. It's part of an effort to improve air quality, and it's similar to a plan that France announced earlier this month. Norway is also trying to phase out gas cars by 2025, as is India by 2030. Maggie Lake hosts CNN Money with Maggie Lake. She joins us from New York. Hi, Maggie.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, tell us more about this ban in the UK, because this is part of a larger clean air strategy.
It is, and it's happening in part because the UK has a pollution problem. You may remember there were some sensational headlines at the beginning of the year that pollution in the UK was worse than Beijing, and we all know the problems they struggle with. That appears to be a one-off set of circumstances, but the UK does lag behind EU standards, and a lot of it is due to car emissions. So this is the government's latest attempt to try to get in front of that, but already critics chiming in saying that 2040 deadline doesn't do enough to address the immediate problem right now.
Well, yeah. Electric, hybrid, and fuel cell cars in the UK made up less than 3% of the vehicles sold in 2015. How are they going to meet this goal?
Yeah, it's pretty ambitious, isn't it? I think getting the car makers on board may not be as hard as it sounds. Many of them have been planning for this type of thing. They've been investing heavily in electric and hybrid. The harder part of the equation is getting the consumers, especially if electric cars are pricier. That's why a lot of environmentalists are pushing the government to get more, and governments around the world, by the way, to get more aggressive with incentives. Scrappage schemes, which I love, is what they call them in the UK. But they want to give consumers an incentive to switch. And that's especially important when you're looking at countries like India and China, where many families and young people are buying cars for the first time.
All right. Well, while we're talking about cars and car makers, Ford today reported higher profits in the second quarter. General Motors also reported better than expected quarterly profits. But there are still concerns about a possible downturn in the auto industry. What's going on?
Yeah. You know, during the financial crisis, everybody put off buying a car. That came back and really pushed us to record levels as everybody replaced. And we knew it wasn't sustainable. So we are seeing that plateau and moderate. But analysts are worried about what the future looks like. And, you know, it's interesting, Jeremy, it's not just sales. They increasingly want to know how these companies plan to deal with Silicon Valley, right? The trend toward all those driverless cars we keep hearing about. Ford is seen to be behind the curve in that respect. There's a lot of thought that that's part of the reason Mark Fields may have been pushed out. GM does have a partnership with Lyft. I spoke to the head of driverless technology there this week, and he reiterated they're not interested in building cars. They are happy to partner with GM. That seems to give investors a little bit more confidence in Mary Barra at GM, and it's helped their stock.
I guess when Lyft and Uber get into self-driving cars, they don't have to deal with the big issues that are going on about how much they're paying their employees.
Yeah. And, you know, listen, when you're talking about driverless cars, the list of challenges is endless, including regulators, right? It's so great to build all this stuff. If you're not allowed on the road, what good is it going to do? But they really believe this is the future. They're building a facility in Palo Alto, moving deeper into that. And it makes sense if you think about it. They have all these cars driving around, right? Mapping all the cities. They have all this information they're gathering. But it does raise a lot of interesting questions. Are regulators going to go for it? And what happens to all these drivers, right? They employ about 700,000 drivers. Are they going to go away? They tell me no. Their role will just change. They'll become like the concierge, sort of. Well, but that depends on what you think about technology, I suppose.
That's Maggie Lake, who hosts CNN Money with Maggie Lake. Maggie, thanks as always.
Thanks so much for having me.